Victory 91.5, Natalie Grant. Our hope endures. 4:42, Friday afternoon, headed into a lovely weekend. 56 for us now, partly sunny. In the studio, Shibu Cherian, as he's been sharing about his recent trip to India that was connected with Jesus Film Missions trip. How exciting to know how God used that tool and used the people who made the commitment to be a part of that mission trip to share the gospel with 500 and how many?
522 recorded conversions.
522, but, you know, only God knows how many seeds were planted that would produce fruit later at some later time. So how great it is. So as we talk about this too, Shibu, we understand that as children of God, as you've put so well, children of God, we have a mandate from Jesus himself to share the gospel with the world. And the personal inspiration that you had in your own life as God spoke to you, and then even God speaking to you about taking this mission trip, and you felt it was imperative for you to take this mission trip. How do you see God speaking to all of us? I know the word is there that applies to all of us. But individually, is there a way that you see God speaking to housewives as well as construction workers and students and across the gamut?
Well, anyone who is a follower of Jesus needs to pay a close attention to the Gospels and how Jesus went about doing his ministry. He started with calling people and asking them to follow him.
Yeah.
And said, he gave them this was the bait kind of he gave. Follow me and I will make you fishers of men.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, first of all, what Jesus was doing was making disciples of his disciples, like mentoring them,
yeah,
coaching them, teaching them, rebuking them, directing them, showing them the miracles that he was doing. But eventually, Jesus put his entire attention to 12 people to build them up so that they understand the ministry that they were supposed to be doing. And if you study the Gospels from the very beginning, Jesus appointed people, apostles, to be with him, to learn from him so that they can go out and be a witness of what they know. When he started his ministry in Luke chapter 4, we see the preamble of his ministry that included preach the gospel to the poor, proclaim liberty to the captives and all the others. So he, at the very beginning, he declared what he was about to do. And then the model prayer that Jesus taught us, it includes that let God's name be hallowed and let his kingdom come and let his will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. This is what God requires from the earth, is that God's will be done in this earth. And this is what God was showing to the people. So as you see the Gospels there, in Matthew chapter 10, Jesus starts giving authority to the people to heal and preach to others that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then we see in Luke chapter 9, before you launch into a big thing, you know, you do some test runs, you know, that's what we do.
Yeah.
We don't like start the whole thing. So Jesus did a couple of test runs with his disciples. In Luke chapter 9, he did the first test run. He sent out 12 of his core disciples and told them to preach the kingdom of God and heal the sick.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time he did. They obeyed completely. They preached. Many people got healed. They came back excited. The next chapter in Luke chapter 10, he says, Jesus sent 70 people, two by two, and told them that you go and tell them about the kingdom of God. And Jesus said, the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. So Jesus was in a way showing them what they were supposed to be doing in the future. So they went through all that. But after Jesus resurrected, the final thing that he left with us was that the Great Commission. He told the disciples who were gathered and said, all authority is given to me. Go and make disciples of all people, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I command you, and lo, I am with you always. So he promised his presence, he promised his power, and we have to be diligent to obey his commandment. This is what he has left us with. I know that we all have so many things that we do as part of our lifestyle in the church, but I think we exist to be witnesses of the gospel. That is the core reason why Jesus wants from us, his kingdom should come back to this earth as it is in heaven.
So you don't think that God's basic concept behind saving us and changing our lives is so we can just all feel better and be prosperous and be healthy and just be blessed? That's not the point?
Not at all. Not at all. Let me tell you.
Are you trying to start a new religion?
Not at all. It's the same old. But we miss the point many times.
Yes.
And we concentrate everything about ourselves. Mm-hmm. We keep on hearing the word and the word again and again. But nothing, no output comes through our lives.
Mm.
But what Jesus wants to use us is as channels of the blessing. The greatest blessing is the gospel.
Yeah.
That is the hope for the world. The hope for salvation. We cannot hold back that message to ourselves. What God wants is that we reach out and tell people who do not know about the way for eternal life.
Yeah.
You know, God loved us so much, he gave his own life. He suffered, he bled, he died on the cross. We are not even be willing to say that to other people. I mean, where are we and how are we saying that we are his disciples?
Right.
That is where I question. I mean, I'm not laying judgment on anybody, but I put it on myself and said, what am I doing? I'm enjoying in a church setting and having a good time and having fellowship. I agree with all that, but we need to go beyond the fellowship part and reach out to so many who are like going and ending up their lives, going to hell without eternity, without God.
Yeah.
And that's a burden that God needs to give in our hearts as well.
I think that the concept that you touched on there is, God has really developed a relationship with us. God has given us that opportunity to move into relationship with him so that we can be blessed. But one of the greatest blessings is, as we give, we receive.
Exactly.
Give and it will be given unto you.
Yes, freely you have received, freely give.
Amen.
Go into all the world and preach the gospel. That is the treasure that God has given us in our earthen vessels, the knowledge of the gospel. And we cannot just hide it to ourselves. We need to speak in whichever way we can. And I would say, in order to understand that it's good to go away from our place, go to a place where...
out of our comfort zone?
out of our comfort zone. Exactly. And just put yourself there just for one trip and see what it is, so that we can be more, you know, energetic and more focused towards doing that in our hometown.
I'm convinced that those people, and I've been in places in my life where I've been this way too, that you attend a church on a regular basis and you always sit in that same place. There are so many times, if you just sit somewhere else, you receive a blessing because you're seeing things from a different perspective. Just change seats every now and then will help out. But yeah, getting out of our comfort zone, we're very comfortable with our own culture. We know what to expect. We know what's there. And we become somewhat assumptive in a great way, thinking, I'm here and this is where God is blessing me and I don't need to be anywhere else. But yeah, getting out of our comfort zones, looking at a totally different culture, it's a wake up of spiritual senses that makes us much more open to what God is saying. And we're able to receive it many times, much more than we could if we were just still in our own culture, in our own comfort zone.
That is true. I mean, if we can see the world the way God sees it, if we can hear and touch the way God sees and hears and touches, our priorities will change.
Yeah.
We will see it through the lens how God wants us to see.
Yeah.
And that is a point where we need to reach. What does God really want from us? Is it just that we have a good time, enjoy the life that we can, you know, enjoying everyday life or enjoying our life? Is that all what God wants from us? No.
Mm-hmm.
It's much more than that. We are conduits, channels of God's blessings, and that's the way we need to be. So that's one thing that God taught me, and I'm just sharing that. I'm not preaching down, by the way.
Right.
I'm just sharing what God taught me through His Word.
It's a good word, brother, and I know that a lot of people that are listening right now relate to what you're saying. So many people that are listening right now, God has already been speaking to you in this line of thinking. So as you hear the words that Shabu is sharing with you, as you hear his experience that he's sharing with you, as you hear the word of God that he's sharing with you, God's igniting your heart and taking you a little further along to the next step to where you're surrendering completely to God and ready to move in a direction that you've never moved before. Is it scary? Sometimes it is. Sometimes it makes your knees shake. But at the same time, as God is leading you, God will ignite you with a new passion for serving Him and sharing His love with other people. It's a great opportunity. I want to say thanks to Shabu Cherian for stopping by this afternoon. After working real hard with John Kalacki, John had him recording all of the United in the Word devotionals for a while. And as president of United in the Word Ministries, you can find out more about Shabu and the ministry at unitedintheword.com. Broadcast times for United in the Word devotionals, I'm going to crank up... John's mic and let him tell us. All right, John, your mic's up.
I'm sorry, I wasn't ready for that.
I know. That's what made it so fun.
Oh, man. 5:45 in the morning and 7:45 in the evening. Listen in. What a, you know, I got to say this. I am privileged to edit and record Dr. Cherian on these devotionals, and I get to hear them first before you all get to hear them. And I tell you, you are going to be blessed. Because every time we get done, I just say, brother, that was amazing. And I'm writing notes. I'm going, I love that verse. I'm going to use that one on Sunday evening during Classic Tracks. So, you know, it's...
That's great.
People, you are going to be blessed beyond belief.
Very good. Give those times again.
5:45 a.m., 7:45 p.m.
That's Dr. Shabu Cherian with United in the Word devotionals that you hear right here on Victory 91.5. Thanks, Shabu. Appreciate you coming by this
afternoon
and spending time with us.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks for sharing about the trip, too. Want to find out about the Jesus Film Mission Trips? Just go to JesusFilmMissionTrips.org. So simple. JesusFilmMissionTrips.org. We're about 7 minutes away from 5 o'clock at your Victory 91.5. This is Kyle Sherman and Already There.